Good morning. With the rain from yesterday moving out and the next system still off to our west, we have a dry start to the day. Even some sunshine in spots. Temperatures have dropped back into the 40s in most areas, and that's where it will hold through the morning dry. With some sunshine, we'll manage to go through the 40s and into the 50s by lunchtime, although clouds will be on the increase for the second half of the day, and we do run the risk of a few scattered showers as a low pressure wave passes by. A wide range of temperatures, though, through the afternoon hours, with the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England getting into the lower 70s, 60s across the mid-Hudson Valley, and then 50s in the greater Capital District and along I-90. To the north, high temperatures will stay in the upper 40s and lower 50s through the afternoon hours. Still some scattered showers around tonight with a stationary front draped across the region, otherwise mostly cloudy, with lows back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. As we get into the day tomorrow, a sharp contrast in our temperatures as that stationary front will still be draped across the area. Readings near the Canadian border and across the Adirondacks and Vermont will hold in the lower 40s or even fall into the 30s on a northerly breeze. At the same time, warmer air will flow into the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, and high temperatures in these locations will reach to about 70. Everyone else will be in between, and most of the I-90 corridor will stay in the lower to mid-40s tomorrow afternoon with scattered showers. That temperature gradient will be realized throughout the night on Saturday night. In fact, I think the cold air is going to wind up winning out and making a stronger surge to the south. Many locations, especially from I-90 and points north, will dip back to freezing on Saturday night, and there is the chance of some ice accretion and buildup as we go through the early morning hours on Sunday. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that. While Sunday afternoon will feature scattered rain showers south of I-90, we could still see some sleet and freezing rain in the upper Hudson Valley, across the Adirondacks and Vermont on Sunday afternoon, with temperatures staying in the 30s and lower 40s. A storm system will make a run at us for the day on Monday with rain. It could fall heavily at times, out ahead of it in the lower 50s, behind this system back into the 40s with scattered rain and snow showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a robust storm system will move across the central United States, bringing multiple hazards throughout the weekend. Snow is forecast for much of the northern and central high plains and upper Mississippi valleys. Cold, moist air will wrap around the central part of the storm. As the low deepens, winds will increase, causing snow to blow and drift. Blizzard warnings are in effect from northeastern parts of Colorado to South Dakota and southwest Minnesota, with winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, and winter storm watches in surrounding areas. Snowfall amounts of up to 20 inches can be expected in parts of South Dakota and northern Nebraska. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 28 degrees with a west wind at 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 37, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.85 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy, a few showers, mid-60s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature, 42, that's 4 degrees below normal. 1/10 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. 77.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 18 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 87, set in 1977, and the record low, 19, in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 6:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:35 p.m. 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Scattered showers tonight, perhaps some pockets of freezing rain with lows in the 30s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and highs in the middle and upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight with lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers tonight back into the lower and middle 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers today, with highs in the middle and upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, with a few showers tonight, lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, temperatures in the 40s along I-90, 30s to the north near the Canadian border, but reaching to about 70 in the lower Hudson Valley early in the day. Temperatures will drop Saturday afternoon and Saturday night with some icing possible overnight into Sunday morning, lows near 32. Scattered showers Sunday afternoon with highs in the 30s and lower 40s. Rain heavy at times on Monday, lower 50s. Scattered rain and snow showers back into the 40s Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 on Wednesday, and a chance of rain showers Thursday with highs again near 50 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.